A picture of Ethel. I found a photo the other day, hidden amongst the pages of a book. It was a picture of my old granny. She was a lively one, didn't give a damn. On cold days, Ethel would sit by the fire, her legs open to let in the heat. "I'm warming my menagerie," she'd say, and I'd just stare at my feet. Granny knew I was easily embarrassed. I was only 12 or 13. She'd cuss and tell saucy stories and complain about what might have been. She liked trotters braised in milk and brawn and potted meat. She sucked on aniseed balls after meals and ate sardines because they're good for your feet. On the ceiling above her armchair, nicotine had left a dark brown patch. Park Drive were always her first choice. But she'd smoke out, you could light with a match. There was always some Guinness by her side, to be opened with a pelican keyring. Some nights, after more than a few drinks, she'd stand on a chair and, boy, could she sing. Ethel would knit as we watched old films, Ealing comedies, romance, westerns and war. She'd shout and throw things at the telly. She said, "Monroe, she's nowt but a whore." Kevin Keegan was her favourite footballer. She particularly liked his curls. Ethel bought me a home firm for Christmas, but I gave it to one of the girls. I remember her losing her glasses and erupting into a violent rage. She said, "It'd be easy to find my virginity, and I lost that in the bygone age." I was relieved when she calmed down again, and thankfully she found her specs. They'd slipped down the back of the sofa. I couldn't cope with more comments about sex. I put that photo in a frame, but wasn't sure if it should be on display. You see, Ethel didn't like to dwell on the past. She focused on good times and lived for the day. I learned a lot from that crazy old woman. You know, she rarely caused offence. She told me, "Remember, you're as good as anyone, but you know better than anybody else."